Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Mbofu, good afternoon to you, sir.
Afternoon. How are you, my brother?
Very well, Pastor. Are you well? Did your day go well so far?
It was busy, but all went well. We are ready for the Sabbath.
Great stuff. I'm so much looking forward to the Sabbath as well. Now, in the New Testament, you know, Christ established the church, as we have read. Now, the apostles were given a place of leadership and authority, but who is running the church today? And of course, that is the first question that we started with as we started. And what was God's intention for church leadership? If you remember, we actually posed this question and you answered it so eloquently. So, Pastor, what will the church be like in the end times? What is our identity, distinct identity?
All right. Thank you so much for the recap and also the question that you have just posed. Now, the church was established by Jesus, and he's the one who is leading it even up until today. Now, the distinct identity of this church is mission.
Mm.
Take away mission, then it's you've dead. Got no church.
Mm.
Yes. Ours is to proclaim a message of preparation. Ukulungisa abantu as they prepare for Jesus' soon coming. Right? So we've got a mandate, we've got a mission to prepare God's people. And then you'll identify that this mission is twofold. Firstly, it is directed to the members of the church. Right? You go to the book of First Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 7 and 8.
Yeah.
It's a, let me say, it's a verse that is meant to revive church members and also to empower them as they are awaiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm.
There are quite several verses that I can refer to, including Revelation 3, 14 and 20, 14 through to 22. This one also is for church members,
mm-hmm.
because even as we come to the church, there are some who are going to get weary, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we need to always keep on reassuring, reviving, and giving people hope that even though it might seem as if it's taking long for Christ to come,
mm-hmm.
we still have got the blessed hope. Jesus is coming. He's not going to fail the church. And then on the flip side, you'll discover that mission also extends to the entire world. Jesus says, I've got other sheep who are also supposed to be of this fold, but they're not yet here, right?
Mm.
For this reason, the Adventist church is known for proclaiming the three angels' messages found in the book of Revelation, chapter 14, 6 through to 12. Mm. People have to be given, actually, this one is the final invitation before the end of time. Now, it has to be given out using lightning speed,
mm-hmm.
because we don't know when the end is going to be. So people have to be taught that it is high time we start fearing God, giving him all the glory, because he is the one who created the entire universe.
Yep.
Secondly, the church has to go out and remind people about Babylon, right? They have to come out of Babylon. It is further echoed in Revelation 18, verses 1 to 4, that people must really come out of Babylon, all the false practices. It is high time people come out and then they worship the true God that is in heaven. And then finally, the third angel's message, the mark of the beast.
Mm.
It is a crisis that is just ahead of us. We don't know when the mark of the beast is going to be unleashed, but everything is pointing that at any minute, this mark of the long-awaited mark of the beast is going to be coming against the Church of God, God's faithful people. Now, you had asked me one or two questions. Let me try to touch the other one. How the church is going to be like now in these end times.
In the end times, right? Yes, please.
Since we have seen our identity, now how are we going to be like as a church in the end times? I was impressed by Revelation chapter 14, verse 4. That there is a people who are going to follow the Lamb wherever he goes. And this Lamb is the one that we've been referring to as the leader of the church. Since Jesus is the leader of the church, he is the Lamb, right? That takes away the sins of the world.
Yeah.
So throughout all the crises, throughout all the difficult times, that deceptions that are going to come, right? Jesus is going to return and find a people who are going to be faithful to him.
Mm.
People who are going to hold on to him no matter what happens. So in the end times, deception is going to creep into the church. All kinds, right?
Mm.
Because that is Satan's weapon, right? And our only safety is through reading the Bible, the spirit of prophecy, and running this race with our eyes focused and fixed on the man Jesus Christ, the author and champion of our salvation. Now, when Jesus comes, he's definitely going to find a holy people. I want to be among that holy people.
Mm.
You also, my friends, I want to believe it is your desire also to be listed among the holy ones. Ephesians 5:27 says that in the end of time, Jesus is going to present the church that is so splendorous. So we need to be holy even as we pass through the wickedness of the end times.
Mm. Yeah. Now, you know, each church is unique in a way that in the way that serves its community, but what are some of the common themes within the Adventist Church that are universal to our identity?
Yes. There is no two places that are the same.
Mm.
Now, yes, if you are to look even in a small community, a small city, you'll discover that there are different ways, or the very churches that are dotted around there, they are all unique. There is no one church that is similar to the next. But the bottom line is, as Jesus' church, there is something that binds us together, right?
Yeah.
We've got pillars of our faith. Let me refer to the pillars of our faith. I will begin with the health message.
Mm.
It is a central pillar to our church. Even if you are to go to church A, B, or C, you'll discover that as we are serving the community, we have to take this message to them. We have to ensure that we teach them the biblical standards of health, right? And then we've got also the state of the dead. No matter how different we might be, geographically, you name it, the state of the dead is a universal truth that does not change.
Mm-hmm.
So different as we are, the state of the dead has to be saved, taking it right from the word of God, so as to build hope amongst God's people. We've got one other pillar, which is righteousness by faith.
Mm-hmm.
We are made righteous through faith in the man called Jesus Christ, right?
Mm.
Yes. So we take away Christ from our righteousness, then everything is in vain. What binds us as Adventists is this righteousness that we have as a people through faith in the man called Jesus Christ.
Mm.
The spirit of prophecy, we believe in the gift of prophecy. We believe that this church, though we might be in different countries, different, you name them, the spirit of prophecy is giving us present truth, which is concurring with the word of God, the Bible. And then we've got the sanctuary message. If you visit any Adventist church and you discover that the sanctuary message is not touched, then you're not in an Adventist church. It is one of the central pillars of the SDA church.
Mm.
Actually, you go back to the spirit of prophecy, it will tell you that each member of the church needs to know the position of where Christ is at the moment.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm.
Yes. So whether I'm in Johannesburg, Durban, Bulawayo, Harare, Nairobi, you name them, you will find that if you visit an Adventist church, you are going to be enlightened on what is happening in the sanctuary. We've got the law of God. Other churches which are outside Adventists might say the law was nailed to the cross. But because we believe that the law of God reveals the character of the God that we worship, all churches that are named Adventists, you're going to discover that this pillar is there. Actually, the law of God will take you even back to the sanctuary, because when you go into the sanctuary, you will find that the law of God is there. It is actually the standard that is being used as judgment is taking place right now. So everyone all over the world has to know something about the law of God. And finally, let me end with the victory over sin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Jesus, our righteousness, when he died, he had this testimony that he was sinless. He was tempted in all angles, but he had found to not to be having sin. So his victory is our victory. So in the Adventist church, we believe and we teach that as human beings, when we are called into the family of Christ, we have to repent. We have to let go of the sinful life that we've been living. And then we take the yoke of Christ. And then Christ is going to enable us to live a victorious life. Because when he comes, he's coming for a people that are victorious over sin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It is because of sin that Adam had to be moved from the presence of God.
Yeah.
So for us to be admitted back, we need to have this victory, and we can only have it through faith in Jesus Christ.
Mm. Well, Pastor, I want to wrap it off with you this afternoon. I think the day before yesterday, you mentioned one of the examples of a church. You said the metaphor, rather. Well, remember when we talk about the metaphors, and you said one of the metaphors used is the body of Christ. Now, I'm wondering how each individual can uplift the body of Christ.
Thank you so much. Right, as individuals, we are gifted differently, right?
Mm.
And when we come to church, we are given spiritual gifts, right? It is important that when one becomes a member of the church, they identify their spiritual gifts or gifts that God has given them, right? So once we are in the church, we can uplift the church through coming together for worship. Earlier on, you talked about the end of time, right?
Mm.
The Bible says, as members of God's family, we must not neglect coming together for worship. So one way of uplifting this body is through uniting together for worship. An example is when you've got a fire, the moment you take out one log from the fire, very soon that log is going to stop burning.
Mm-hmm.
It will start, it will lose its strength, right? So as one becomes a member of the church, we are supposed to come together and worship. Through worship, we will be uplifting each other, right, as church members. And at the same time, uplifting the body of Christ. Other people say iron sharpens iron, right? So as children, God's children, once we come together, we are also going to have that spiritual upliftment. Number two, church members come and plan together, right?
Yeah.
We organize activities for mission. Since mission is our central identity, right? So through planning, we are going to use our different talents and intellect, right, as we organize. And special mention has to go towards the young people. God has got interest in young people. It's just that my quotation, I'm missing it.
Mm-hmm,
he says let me take this one. With such an army of young people, if they are trained, right?
Yeah.
Very soon, they will finish the work that is before the church.
Mm.
So as church members, let us invest most of our time in instilling biblical values to our young. The world out there is busy promoting the young people. Ours is a different mission.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm.
We also have got this mandate of making sure that we impress them such that at the end of the day, the character of Christ resembles amongst our young people. And also, they are also partaking of this mission. After the training, we have to go out for outreach.
Mm.
As we go out for outreach, as individuals, we are uplifting the body of Christ, because through outreach, we are going to visit many of God's people who are hungry for present truth.
Mm.
Many people out there today are waiting for an Adventist who's going to come and share a tract with them, or just to pray for them and with them, or just to talk, you know, because the world that we're living in today is hopeless. The world that we're living in, people are facing many challenges. But the moment an Adventist goes there, they knock, tell them, I'm here to pray for you. I'm here to teach you, have Bible study. We are going to uplift this body, because through such efforts, many have come to the truth that is in Christ Jesus. And we cannot wrap up our teachings without prayer. We need to pray for ourselves. We need to pray for the people that we interact with. Right now, our country is having this El Nino thing. As the body of Christ, let us be found praying, asking for God to give us rain,
mm-hmm.
right? And when that happens, many are going to see that there is a God in the Adventist church
yeah.
who hears prayer. And definitely they would love to be part of the family of God.
Oh,
at
yes.
the end of the day, we have to be sanctified as the body of Christ. So we are in a journey, right? And this journey of sanctification is not a one-day thing. It is a process that is going on up until the day of the appearing of our Lord.
Yeah. Beautiful stuff. You know, you reminded me of a song. Thank you, Pastor, for all of that. Reminded me of a song that says, "I'm so glad I'm the part of the family of God." Remember that song? "I'm so glad I'm the part of the family of God." Oh, man. Beautiful sounds there. Pastor, thank you so much for your time. And it's been a fantastic one. And you have literally taken time aside to make sure that you speak to us, speak to the listeners. May God bless you until we speak again.
No, thank you so much. I am so blessed. Also, happy Sabbath to everyone and bye for now.
Shalom, Pastor.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.